Well, I want y'all to give it up on the sexy, the fabulous, the wonderful. Show your love right now for Sierra. Good morning.
You know what I just realized? You know how people have like shows and reality shows for people that have makeovers that are looking bad and need to look good? I think that you would be the first person that if they did a reality show where you look good and they tried to make you look bad, that they couldn't do it. Do you agree? Guys, I don't think that there's any hair, any outfit or any. No, you always just pull it off.
Thank y'all for all the love.
And to add to that, like say like if you were married, right?
Okay.
Your husband would never have a reason to cheat on you because every 6 weeks a new chick comes on. And it's the same chick.
So what if she decided to stay the same though at some point?
Would stay the same?
And not change every 6 weeks.
I think I'm gonna change it up every time.
You just gotta thug it out. How have you been?
I've been really good. I've been having fun. Living life, working hard, playing hard, all that good stuff.
Now, Memorial Day weekend just popped off.
Yes,
and like
did.
A lot of people sometimes want to look in the windows of celebrities' lives and figure out how they get it in.
Okay.
What did you do for Memorial Day weekend?
I was in Vegas, yeah. I went out to Vegas with my baby. And then
you have a child?
No, not my child. I call him Navadius. Oh. But you guys professionally call him
Future.
You know.
You talk about your past and even your present, especially if you've had love woes, which I have. I've been unlucky in love sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah, but for your man's name just to be Future, it just sounds like the whole world comes together. It's like a devil meaning.
You are so silly.
Y'all, girl, that's my past. I'm with Future now, honey. I'm with the Future,
you are
the truth.
Crazy. That's hilarious.
But have you ever thought of it like that?
I'd never thought of it that way. That's actually a funny way of putting it, but I think more than anything, it's just, I don't know, I'm happy. So maybe his real name, Navadius, is synonymous with a bright future, you know, so.
And the cool
maybe
thing
look at
about
like
your relationship, because we had Future in the studio a couple weeks ago, and he claimed you. You claimed him.
Yes.
There's been a lot of situations where celebrities come in the studio and they do not claim the people that they're with. And they like
I've done that before. I think it's something you shouldn't do. You know, if you love somebody, you're supposed to celebrate your love. But I also do believe that you and a person have to be in the same place of mind when you're doing it. And he makes me feel very comfortable with being confident in our love. And, you know, I still think I have to keep some of it to myself, you know, because that's what will make it special
very
and
smart.
Make it everlasting. But you live and you learn. And I also believe, though, at the time periods where you and a person didn't express your love, you weren't supposed to do it. But you have to learn from that experience that when you keep something that's supposed to be so special inside and you hide it, you only harm it. Like, you prevent it from really being able to fully grow. So that's what I believe about it, you know?
And thank you for being so transparent with that, Sierra. What is the conversation like? Because me and my girlfriends have talked about this.
Okay.
When someone is like, look, we're going to act like we not together, or we just gonna keep it. Like, what is that?
Well,
does it make you feel a certain way, or did
I
you agree
with
it at the time?
I can speak for myself.
Uh-huh.
One, I've never had any person ever suggest to me that we're gonna be private. I've never been told, you don't say this, da 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 da. But I had one time period in my life where I dated someone, and we both had come from public experiences, and organically, we both felt that it made sense to be private, thinking that you were protected that way because you're trying to build and get to know someone. And then when you constantly do something like that over time, depending on what a place a person is in, they can use that in the wrong way. Because when people don't know, then it creates more freedom for you to just be however. You know, it just, people don't know. When people don't know, they react and do certain things in a different way.
Right.
So, it boils down to the mental state you're in. But I do believe that it's a reason for that experience. Like, it was a reason for it to be that way.
I'm going to listen to you, too, because all your men have had money. Go ahead.
Oh,
all right, we got Sierra in the studio with us, man. You know what?
Hey, like, listen to your
you got one of the hottest records out right now, and it's just in time for the summer. This Body Party joint?
With this song in particular, it was one of those ones that I wanted to listen to it like it wasn't my song.
Right.
And I was like, that's a good feeling because I just want to hear it over and over and over. And so the feeling of that, like you said, dancing to it or like rocking to it, like you find so many grooves to it and you can move fast if you want to, or you can just like,
I want
like you
to
say,
teach
slow
me
it down.
A dance move.
I got you.
Like, I think I can do it.
I can do one for you.
Okay.
I got several moves for you because I know you got that swag. You got that little sassiness. So I got some
Let
sassy
that go
moves
and,
for
yeah,
you.
I want the moves to get the rich man, but go ahead. Yeah.
Sierra's in the building. We're going to pop it off right now. Body Party. More Sierra coming up next with the Smiley Morning Show.